February is Black History Month. Precursor to Black History Month, Negro History Week. That was created in 1926 when historian Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of family to be Negro History Week. That week was chosen because it coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, February 12th, and that of Frederick Douglass on February 14th, both of which dates black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century. Negro History Week, that was the center of the equation. The thought process behind the week was never really recorded, but scholars at least acknowledge two reasons for its birth: recognition and importance. Black History Month, that was first proposed by black educators and the black United Students at Kent State University in February of 1969. First actual celebration of Black History Month took place at Kent State a year later, from January 2nd to February 28th of 1970. It was a six-year span before Black History Month was being celebrated all across the country. Educational institutions, centers of black culture, community centers. That's also when then-President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month officially in 1976 during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial, urging Americans to, quote, seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Now, I've often heard black comedians make an observation slash joke, I guess, of how black people finally got some recognition and winds up being the shortest month that we have on the calendar. But you don't need me to tell you that they don't lock up Black History once February is over. It's there all year long to educate and empower. And this year, that idea just might be even more important than usual. Just as the month began, we saw numerous black colleges be the target of bomb threats all on the same day. Florida is making it illegal to teach anything about race that, quote, makes someone feel bad. Virginia set up a tip line, too, for people to report inappropriate teaching. A lot of this has been the result of people's objections to the teaching of what's known as critical race theory. Actual foundation of that teaching does bring reasons to object with it, as it's so strongly based in historical socialism. The danger is how many will use a wider lens to place teaching of actual history that has value and is justified under the blanket of CRT. You don't think there are people out there with a sense of reality which is that out of whack? Ever see the stories of the people who call 911 because the fast food joint didn't give them enough containers of barbecue sauce? All right.